Now, Adam Sterling on CFAX 1070.
You know, it certainly attracted attention recently when we saw a local long-distance swimmer challenge members of Victoria Council to swim in the ocean. Now, something wrong with swimming in the ocean. Some people do it. I know it takes lots of preparation. It's probably not the best time of the year to do it. Not the end of the world, though. But why? Well, to show counselors how dependent some folks are on facilities such as Victoria's Crystal Pool. Now, I've given up trying to figure out exactly what is going to happen with the Crystal Pool replacement project. I do know that we lost $6 million in gas tax funding because the process, such as it is, has ground on longer than the time frame would allow for us to access that money. There may be more money in future that we can get. I know one of the recent meetings, if not the most recent meeting of council that I was monitoring that discussed this, actually had out of nowhere, maybe we should have a library in with the pool because everybody loves libraries, or I would assume something along those lines. Maybe we should have a 25-meter pool instead of a 50-meter pool. And I'm thinking, how many years have we been talking about this and we still don't even know how long the damn pool is going to be? Like, pardon my language, folks, but at some point it just becomes ridiculous. At the time the challenge was issued, there were some counselors that actually accepted it. Apparently, they've all realized that they can't actually make it this weekend, which I'm sure has nothing to do with them deciding it was a bad idea. I want to welcome onto the show Susan Simmons, an open water ultra marathon swimmer, an MS advocate, and issuer of this challenge. Susan Simmons, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You appeared on our morning show here at CFAX shortly after issuing this challenge. And at that time, I remember names of certain counselors supposedly being confirmed to accept your challenge. What happened?
I'm not sure. Jeremy Loveday had seemed quite excited about it.
Yeah.
And I sent a message to confirm recently, and he rescinded for personal reasons.
Oh, dear. Who else? Because that was there were a couple of other names, wasn't there? At least one other one?
Yeah, Sarah Potts also, through Facebook, had accepted the challenge. I've contacted her to confirm. Haven't heard back, so my assumption is that she'll be coming.
Oh, okay.
And I've only heard from three other people saying they won't be coming. Mayor Helps, her assistant, contacted me. Jeff Young also and Alto had contacted me to say they weren't able to make it. But the remaining counselors have been silent, so I'm not sure what they're doing.
All right. Why is, in your own words, why are the counselors being challenged to swim in the ocean with you?
Well, I think we're at risk of losing Crystal Pool for a bunch of reasons. One of them is that it's been clear for a long time that Crystal Pool is at the end of life. You know, the staff there, Cameron, Tim, and Elliot, they're the maintenance crew, and they're doing a fabulous job of keeping it going. But I think they can only do so much. At some point, the equipment will break down. And we've known this since 2011 and then further restated in 2015 with the Stentec report that we needed to do something, that the pool would inevitably break down.
Yeah.
And that's part of why we went through the process of coming up with all the public engagements and having people decide on what they wanted, what they didn't. You know, and by the way, there's no question that we need a 50-meter pool. It's absolutely ridiculous for any counselor to state anything otherwise.
Help us understand the distinction. 50-meter, 25-meter, what does it mean?
Well, it's about capacity. So when I coach Special Olympics at night, I have a swim club of approximately 60 swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are how many are signed up.
Mm-hmm.
50 of them will use the deep end. And then I've got another 10 young swimmers who use the shallow end. I cannot fit 60 swimmers in a 25-meter pool. And even if I wanted to, while my young swimmers are in the shallow end, there's other young people taking lessons. We cannot fit 100 people in a 25-meter pool. It's really about capacity. You know, during the peak hours, Crystal Pool is extremely well used. Like any other facility, there's always going to be down hours.
Yeah.
But during peak hours, it is so well used. And a 50-meter pool is versatile. It means that you can have five or six different type of activities going on at once. You can have aquafit, swim lessons, swim club, lane swim, all of these things at the same time. You wouldn't be able to do that in a 25-meter pool. And the mayor, I would love the mayor to tell me, who won't go? Will it be the kids or will it be Special Olympics? who are you going to kick out of that pool? Because if you build a 25-meter pool, that's what you're doing. You're saying half of the people that use it right now will not be able to use it anymore.
So it's just impossible to accommodate both of those events? Couldn't they happen on different days, or what would happen?
Well, there's other people using the pool on other days.
Okay.
And and for those counselors that are not coming to this event, I challenge you to find me pool space for Special Olympics, a club of 60 swimmers, somewhere else in the CRD. I challenge you to do that between the hours of 6 and 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I would like you to find me pool space where these swimmers can go. And while you're doing that, mm-hmm. I'd like you to find me pool space for Victoria Masters. This is a club that swims predominantly for fitness. There mm-hmm. are competitive, but we're doing it for health.
Yeah.
I have 100 swimmers in that club that swim every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'd like you to find me space for them as well. For 100 swimmers, we swim from 7 to 8 and 8 to 9. Find me the space if you believe a 25-meter pool will work.
I have a hunch that I know why nobody's taking you up on your challenge, Susan Simmons. I don't think they can actually find that, because I can't think of anything that would work that well being that close. Because, yeah, we've got a pool over in Oak Bay, a Esquimalt up in Saanich, we've got some. But in terms of geographic location, located near Crystal Pool, that size at that time that's not already being used, have you found anywhere else?
Well, there isn't. We've tried many times to find pool space. There was a point in time when the pool was closed extended over the holiday season because they were repairing something. And we were not able to find pool space. So it can't be done. It's not possible. So why are you wasting our time even raising the issue? And this is the thing for me. You know, we've got a website that has a timeline of all the decisions that they've been making.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to 2011. They had decided in February 2017 that we were going to have a 50-meter pool and it would be built beside the current facility.
Yeah.
And once it was built, the old facility would be turned into green space.
Yes.
For whatever reason, right before the election, Mayor Helps rescinded that decision.
I remember that. Why did that happen? Do we know yet? Like, it's been over a year since before the election. Have we learned what happened?
There's absolutely no logical reason for it. I was told it was because they needed to consult with North Park. But when I go back through all of the city minutes from 2011, this is over 9 years ago, they have consulted with North Park. They've had workshops with North Park. North Park has been involved in all of the surveys and all of those types of things. The other thing that they've been bringing up lately is equity. That this pool, we need to put an equity lens on, whatever that might be.
I was going to say, what does that mean?
Don't know, and I don't think they know either at this point. So, but what I would like to say, what I know of equity, you know, Crystal Pool is the people's pool. This is the only facility in town that has a para swim club and a swim club for people with intellectual disabilities. And these swim clubs are a way for these particular members of our community to stay healthy and fit. Without that, we start seeing more strain on the medical system, which we don't want. I know this from my own story. If I don't swim, I start getting sick, and the probability is that I'll end up in a wheelchair, and then I'll end up becoming, a burden to the medical system. So why would any council want to take away something that is helping some of the most vulnerable members of our community? This is not a high-performance facility. This is the people's pool. This is where everyday average person goes and swims, and they're in a swim club because it offers them a way to stay fit.
I want to take a quick break. Our guest is Susan Simmons. She herself is an ultra marathon swimmer. She has swam in the ocean. She swam all over the place. MS advocate as well, managing the condition, of course, using the Crystal Pool. Now, she actually can swim in the ocean. A lot of us can't, though. You know, if I want to swim, I'm not going to go in the ocean. I'd probably end up dead. I can swim in a pool, though. Lots of people can swim in a pool. How much of an expectation is there for the people of Victoria to have access to this pool? What happens if it is reconstructed, but they don't do it in the way where they build the new one while they maintain the old one? What happens if the new construction on the same footprint or a similar footprint stops people from using the pool during that time period? Is that acceptable? We'll talk about all of it after this.
Keeping you informed, Adam Sterling on CFAX 1070.
A challenge was issued, councillors initially signaling interest and suddenly remembering that they have other things that require their attention this weekend. Our guest is Susan Simmons, open water ultramarathon swimmer, also an MS advocate, talking about the Crystal Pool and how this community relies on it. Now, just to be clear, Susan Simmons, there is still one councillor who may attend your challenge. Is it on Saturday or Sunday? Refresh my memory.
It's on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Ogden Point.
All right, so Sunday 2 o'clock at Ogden. What are you going to do if none of the councillors show up?
Well, I'll still go in the water.
Yeah.
I think it's important for me to see it through, and I think there are some community members that will be coming as well.
All right,
and I would just like to have a conversation with them and talk about how we can work together to get to move forward. I mean, we need to, as a community, really come together and show council how important this is to us. It's not just a swimming pool. This is a place where people meet all of the time. They come together as a community. You know, it does so many things that mayor and council say are important for communities. It's health, it's fitness, it's mental wellness, it's all of these different things. And it's one of the only places in the city that I know of where we can go for all of those things. So we've got to come together as a city and reclaim Victoria. Like, this is our pool. This is our facility.
Let's go to our calls. I think Steve is calling in. Hey, Steve, you're on the air with Susan Simmons. Go ahead, please.
Well, I just want to congratulate Susan for what she's doing. But I think one pivotal point's been missed in this process, and that is that the pool, as I said before to you, Adam, is a life-saving facility. So it's different from all other recreation because accidental death in a vehicle is number one. Then you go with other things like death in a fire or drowning or those other kinds of things that happen. So this facility that's being proposed would be a continuation of a life-saving facility. And in that regard, it should be number one priority of this council. And I can tell you now that I view the council as being relatively inept. As far as large projects are concerned, you know more about that than I do.
Well, here's the thing. We got 17% dispersion on the first month on the bus pass thing, and we're all cheering from the rooftops because we were worried it would be a lot worse.
You're just trying to get me going on that, but I'll defer that for another conversation.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that at this point, I believe the council is disingenuous. I believe what Susan has said over the last number of years has them with no intent to proceed in this project, to stall and to go forward with an antiquated old facility that is still a life-saving facility, but this should be priority number one as far as this process goes. And the cowardly act of saying, oh, you go swim in the oceans, Susan, but you know what? We're busy. Not one of the nine counselors can show up, nor the administration that is complicit in this holdup of the facility.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Susan Simmons, your thoughts on what Steve had to say.
Well, thank you, Steve. You're right. It's absolutely a life-saving facility. We live on an island surrounded by water. This is where people learn to swim, which I personally believe everybody should do. But I also think about all of the seniors that use the facility and all of the people that have physical challenges in their lives. And the last place a lot of people go for exercise to maintain health and fitness is the pool. Why would you take that away from us?
Now, moving forward, refresh my memory here, Susan Simmons. There were concerns about the way a new pool was constructed. If a new pool was constructed adjacent to the existing facility, you could keep that pool open, operating, and serving the people while the new one is built. And then when the new one is up and ready to go, you go, yay, you have your big grand opening. And then the old one gets deconstructed next door. So there's still a pool there and available. I know that's not the only potential path forward, though. Talk about the other one that you were concerned about.
Well, I actually believe North Park is the best path forward. We cannot close the facility. We're looking at 3, 4, possibly 5 years of a build.
Yes.
If we close the facility.
Yes.
So that's like taking my medication away for 5 years. And I know it's that way for a lot of other people, too. A lot of people use fitness and swimming in particular as ways of managing things so they don't have to take medication. That's absolutely the case with myself. The whole idea of putting it on the other side of the park, I think what it does is it creates an opportunity for us to reconstruct that green space once the new facility is built and change it into something that has even more meaning to the community that lives in that area.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would say is that Central Park is a city park. It doesn't belong just to North Park. They're 4% of the population. 96% of the population owns that park as well. Just like Beacon Hill Park is owned by the entire city. Like, these are city parks.
Yeah.
And it's the city that really, you know, we don't want to stall. We want to respect North Park and the needs of the community. We want the basketball court to continue. Somebody had even suggested putting it behind the pool while the new pool is being constructed, trying to keep some of these things at play, which we can do. Don't shut down the whole project just because you may lose some green space for a few years. But my understanding was there was no loss of permanent green space in that park.
Well, and it's the permanence issue, the five-year period or however many years it is to construct the new facility, I think, is at issue. But I just wanted to ask you, do you think that's why council seems to have gone into orbit around this goal? They're always moving but never getting any closer to it because they know that as soon as they make a decision, they either make you and other people who depend on the pool upset or they make the North Park residents who want the basketball courts and the continued access to that green space upset?
Well, I don't know that all of North Park is upset.
Oh, fair enough. Some people
right?
in North Park, yeah.
So there's I've heard from a few people in North Park, but when we ask residents of North Park, do you want the pool removed from your community, they say no.
Hmm.
So, you know, and I know they were looking at putting it down near the ballpark in the parking lot. It won't fit. It didn't fit in the Save-On Center, and I don't even know why they entertained that. Like, some of these suggestions are absolutely ridiculous. And then the idea of having to lease property as well, you're just going to up the cost. So the only thing we should be doing is looking at space that's already owned by the city. And the ideal spot is North Park. It will fit in that place. And I think there is a way to work with the community so that we can keep extending, you know, the park for the kids and the basketball court. Let's keep those things going, on move them to the other side of the park during the build.
250-386-1161. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the air with Susan Simmons. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This might be a silly question, but, you know, I like what they did with the proposed fire hall. Why did they not consider putting the pool next to Vic High School? The school kids could use it, and now I see they're going to be leasing out what they call excess land for other things. They could have put it there. They could have put affordable housing on top of it, similar to like an apartment building. Makes sense to me, but maybe it's not big enough.
Paul, thanks for the call. Susan Simmons, your thoughts on caller Paul's suggestion.
So one thing that I really recommend for the City of Victoria is that we not attach any other projects to the rebuilding of Crystal Pool, because that's what, you know, you did, Ben Isaac suggested, well, let's add a library.
Yeah, why not two? Libraries are great, right? Where did the library come from? That was out of nowhere for me.
And I've heard let's attach a daycare and let's attach housing. And the more things you attach to it, the less likely it is that we'll get it built. Let's just keep it a pool and recreation facility. And I do know that North Park needs a community center and daycare, and I know that we need housing and all of those things. But we also need a pool. And the more we try to bring things together, the less likely it is that any of them will succeed. We have a plan. We can go forward. As for it going in the school, that would have been increased the cost of the pool because you have to lease the land. So again, like, my thought is put it on city-owned land.
How many more years will the pool that is there right now last before something breaks and it just can't be maintained?
I cannot answer that question. What I can tell you is that I've requested the CEI Architecture Planning Interiors report from 2011. Mm. I've submitted an FOR, Freedom of Information, for that. And if you read the report from Stentec in 2015, they have clearly said it's at end of life and that we're at risk every day.
Because we're years into afterlife at this point, if we take that as true.
We are years. I mean, 2011, going into 2020. This is the longest I've ever seen something go on. It just makes no sense. And it's always right before an election that they rescind what they had said.
Ogden Point, December the 1st, 2 p.m. You will be there. Others will be there swimming. Victoria councillors, if they accept your challenge, will be there. Some have signaled interest and have since pulled out. We don't know about Councillor Potts. Susan Simmons, any final thoughts for now?
Well, I want to say this is the people's pool. And I really want to thank those people who have extended their hearts and are trying to keep this facility going. And I really appreciate all of the work that the people at Crystal Pool, the people that work for the city at Crystal Pool, are doing to keep things running and make it more accessible while we wait for the new pool.
Susan Simmons, thank you for your time. I'm Adam Sterling. Stay with us. Victoria at Noon coming up next. Dan will check in with Christine Hewitt, CFAX 10 is Anonymous, for the latest on how all that's being put together. Stay with us.